1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is
caught.
Good evening from Joe Mays Field in Peterswood Park. Welcome into the WPIL baseball quarterfinals. Tonight we feature the top seed in the 2A bracket, Fort Cherry, taking on a familiar foe and Section 1 runner-up, California. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Bob Gregg, Jess Levo producing for us here in Peters Township, Danny Flynn handling things in our downtown Washington studios. Fort Cherry and California finished 1-2 in the section, one game apart in the standings. The Rangers swept the home-and-home series, rolling to a 9-0 win in the opener, then needing some seventh-inning heroics in the second game. Dylan Lewick tossed a four-hit complete game shutout April 27th at the Fort. The Rangers then, the next day, built a 6-0 lead early, only to see the Trojans whittle away, eventually taking a 7-6 lead into the seventh. Ben DeMaskell homered with two out in the top of the seventh, sending the game to extra innings where Fort Cherry prevailed. We'll look at the Washington and Greene County scoreboard, check the rest of this 2A baseball bracket when the Visit Greene County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. 412-569-4000.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to Joe Mays Field. Let's check the scores involving Washington and Greene County teams. 6A baseball, Cannon McMillan made quick work of Seneca Valley 16-1 in four-inning final. In 1A baseball, Greensburg Central Catholic eliminated Jefferson Morgan 4-1. Carmichaels and Eden Christian getting set to play at the W&J. In softball action, McGuffey in the 3A bracket to take on Elwood City. That game due to start any moment at North Allegheny. Two games involving the 2A bracket, and the winners will meet each other. Chartiers-Houston 4-0 win over Riverside, and Bentworth 6-1 winner against Shenango. Chartiers-Houston and Bentworth will play in the semifinals on Thursday. And in the 1A softball bracket, West Greene a 15-1 five-inning victory against Southside. That game 5 o'clock start at Trinity, ready to get underway there. Number 2, Carmichaels, and number 7, Sewickley Academy. And already underway at Pleasant Valley, Jefferson Morgan and Sarah Catholic. As the night goes on, we'll get those scores for you. Look at the starting lineups here at Joe Mays Field at Peterswood Park when we come back on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Jessica is a working mom and now takes care of her mom. Jess is a good daughter.
Mom needs to stay at home and be independent. Not always easy. But Curtis Pharmacy made it so easy and affordable for us.
The cost savings are real. Generics often priced below online pharmacies.
Compounding was the key. Now mom and her fur baby rely on Curtis Pharmacy and they do it in-house. Ever try to give a cat a pill?
Curtis Pharmacy does what other pharmacies wish they could. Cost saving, better RX, and compounding for people and pets. CurtisPharmacy.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
A little late start to our ball game. That's because Western Beaver and Bishop Canavan went until about 6:30 or a little beyond that. 7-6 Western Beaver, a winner in the 1A bracket. Western Beaver will play either Eden Christian or Carmichael's, the winner of that game. The other 1A semi will be Greensburg Central Catholic and Sarah Catholic. Here's your batting order. First of all, for the California Trojans, leading off and pitching, Weston Monticelli, followed by the center fielder, Caden Weston, and first baseman, Logan Hartley. Catcher, Eli Carpenter, hits fourth, followed by third baseman, Chase Szymanski, and the shortstop, Parker Gillen. Second baseman, Caleb Ross, in the seventh spot, followed by left fielder, Easton Daniels, and the designated hitter, Landon Abercrombie. Right fielder, Owen Rechichar, is not batting. Head coach is Jason Rechichar. For Fort Cherry Rangers and longtime head coach Bob Sawhill, who recently passed the 300 career win mark, set the defensive alignment for you. Dylan Lewick is on the mound. Colton Temple is catching. Blake Sweeter at first. Nathan Wolf at second. Tyler Wolf at third. And Ben Damasco is the shortstop. Ryan Huey, Landon Chernofsky, and Blake Merkel, the outfield from left to right. We'll check the Fort Cherry batting order, the California defensive alignment, when we go to the bottom of the first. Appreciate you being with us here on the Visit Greene County pregame show on WJPA. Those were the first of two Valley View Farms starting lineups. And just a note, Jess, appreciate your help and work here today. We're going to keep it here, and we'll go back and pick those ones up, but you know where we need to go at the end of the first inning. Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon and Rees represents many energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brand Miller's the national chair of the Energy Group, provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Dylan Lewick, making his 10th appearance, is 8-0 on the year, a 1.27 earned run average, has worked 44 innings, allowed 36 hits and 11 walks, struck out 42, and opponents hitting 208 against the right-hander. First pitch of the ball game is a breaking ball missing low and away to Weston Monticelli. Monticelli stands in with a 344 average. Fastball down the edge of the plate. Called a strike by home plate umpire Rob Perry. Ed Walker on the base at first, and John Hauer on the base at third. Ball and a strike to Monticelli. Breaking ball lifted foul and out of play. That's going to find the trees beyond the fence area. Turf infield, natural grass outfield, hybrid playing surface here at Joe Mays Field. Counts a ball and two strikes to Monticelli. Luik winds and deals. Breaking ball again, fouled off, heading for the trees again. For right-handed batters against Luik, I'll probably say that 1,000 times. I should have recorded it and saved my voice. Just pushed a button and said, play that line. Another 1-2. Ground ball gets past the mound. Second baseman Wolf Fields got to get rid of it quickly and just beats Monticelli to the bag. High hopper over the mound, and Wolf had to move toward the second base bag to field that and then had to whip a strong throw to get the out. Bring up Caden Weston, hitting nearly 400 on the season. He's driven in 14 on the campaign. These two met 2 weeks ago. First game 2 weeks ago today, and second game, obviously, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Pitch misses high for ball one to Caden Weston. Fort Cherry with a comfortable win. Luik worked the seven-inning shutout. Fastball misses high, 2-0. Allowed just four hits and one walk, striking out 10 in that impressive outing. 9-0 Fort Cherry win. Comes the 2-0. Weston takes that at the knees for a called strike. It is definitely baseball weather today. Last week we froze. Couple of softball broadcasts at Trinity late last week. Pitch just above the letters. Ball three. And now the California dugout with a little whooping it up there. Could not get enough clothes on last Thursday night. And today, probably can't take enough off legally. Ball fouled off. Count even up at 3-2. Logan Hartley waits on deck. Three seniors in the starting lineup for California. Weston, Hartley, and Abercrombie. Comes the 3-2 pitch. Ball ripped on one hop past the glove of third baseman Wolf. Down the left field line. A one-out single for California here in the first. Not a lot of reaction time there. You either have that one in the glove or you don't. Base hit for Weston. Logan Hartley comes to the plate, hitting 322. Weston is a threat to run. He is the team leader with a dozen stolen bases. Left-handed batter in the box. Disguises anything that might be happening. First pitch, strike called. Outer third. .315 to left and a regular height fence. It's at 10-footer. 300 feet to right and twice that on the height of the fence. Here's the 0-1 to the plate. Ball flared into left center. Shortstop, Damasco. Looked like he thought he had a bead on it, and the ball just kept carrying. It's a base hit. Back-to-back singles after one out, and the Trojans trying to get something in business here in the top of the first. That'll bring up Eli Carpenter.
Now batting number one, the catcher, Eli Carpenter.
Carpenter, .350 season average.
Go,
Lewick steps to the pitching rubber, works in front of it, obviously, comes set. Runners, good lead at second base. Breaking ball, misses inside, ball one. Carpenter had one of the four base hits allowed by Lewick in that game 2 weeks ago. Two on, one out, top of the first for California. Breaking ball misses low and away, 2-0. Ground out to second, then Weston and Hartley with base hits. One a sharp single to left, the other a flare over the shortstop, Damascal. 2-0 to the plate, ripped, hit hard to left. Huey has it measured, almost in his tracks, makes the grab for the second out. That'll bring up Chase Szymanski.
Now batting third baseman, number 11, Chase
Szymanski. Szymanski hitting .322. Has driven in 21. Top five batters, all between .322 and .397 on the season. Three of the five have 20 plus runs batted in. Lewick at the belt, looks back at the runner at second. Weston comes home, breaking ball in for a called strike. Started that right at the batter, Szymanski. And a nice break to it right over the inner half of the plate. Long inning for Lewick, but the Rangers will take it if he gets the shutout. Pitch inside edge, called strike. Not the good Lewick fastball, but a lot of straightness to that pitch. Not a lot of movement. Now he has Szymanski in an 0-2 hole. That's where you come back with that good bender that starts right at the batter. 0-2 pitch in the turf. Nicely dug out by Colton Temple. Two on, two out. A ball and two strikes to the five hitter, Chase Szymanski. Lewick trying to put him in the books. Szymanski trying to break the scoreless tie here in the top of the first. 1-2, ball hitting the air to right. A lot of room out there. Second baseman, it's going to drop. Base hit for Szymanski. One run is in. Throw in the second, and they're going to get Szymanski there. Great hustling play by second baseman Wolf to Damascal covering up. RBI for Szymanski. California gets a run in the top of the first inning on three hits, one runner left on base. We played a half inning. It's California 1, Fort Cherry nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
Mayor?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Get a free inspection from a trained and certified expert at Groundworks.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Take a look at the Valley View Farm starting lineup for Fort Cherry. Center fielder Landon Chernofsky will lead off, followed by shortstop Ben Damasco and catcher Colton Temple. Left fielder Ryan Huey in the four spot, followed by first baseman Blake Sweeter and third baseman Tyler Wolf. Pitcher Dylan Lewick in the seven spot, followed by the right fielder Blake Merkel and second baseman Nathan Wolf. Right-hander Weston Monticelli winds and deals. First pitch way off the mark, ball one. Monticelli making his eighth appearance, is 5-0 with a 2.62 earned run average. California right-hander deals. 1-0 pitch, stroke right back through past his head and into center field. Chernofsky with a leadoff single. Monticelli has worked 45 and a third innings, now has allowed 50 hits, 12 walks, 33 strikeouts, opponents hitting 255. Monticelli working with Eli Carpenter catching, Logan Hartley, Caleb Ross, Chase Szymanski, the baseman from first around the third with Parker Gillen at short, throw over to Chase Chernofsky back. Team best 21 stolen bases on the year for Chernofsky. Has been caught three times. Is going on the first pitch. Swing and a miss. They're going to have interference here at home plate. They're going to call Ben Damasco for interference. Damasco is out and the runner back to first. No hesitation. Ron Perry on the Damasco swing. He leaned out over the plate. And Ron Perry called that immediately. So the runner returns to first. Damasco out, catcher unassisted.
Now batting catcher number 28, Colton Temple.
And Colton Temple comes to the plate, the WPIL home run leader. First pitch, high, runner on the move. Throw down, not in time. Great slide at second base by Chernofsky. The left hand was coming in with the tag there, and he pulled it back and slid around to the outside and got a hold of it to get stopped. 22 steals on the year for Chernofsky. So what he didn't get on the first pitch to Damasco, he gets on the first pitch to Temple. And now the 1-0 misses outside for a ball. Temple, 5-10 batting average for the season. Monticelli now wants to talk to Carpenter. California with three hits in the top of the inning, but the shift allowed the third one. It was just really a routine fly ball to right field, but the right fielder was clear over in front of the scoreboard. No chance for him to make it, but the great play by second baseman Wolf to get the batter trying to make it a double. Ball popped up by Temple here in the infield. Monticelli calls for it. The pitcher backpedals and makes the grab for the second out. That'll bring up left fielder Ryan Huey. Huey hitting 356 on the year. I owe you the California outfield. Easton Daniels in left. We've seen him make a number of outstanding plays. Caden Weston in center. Owen Rechichar, the right fielder. Two out and a runner at second. First pitch in the turf. Handled nicely by Carpenter. The Rangers now with a runner at second with two out trying to cash in and get the game tied. Huey, the left-handed batter, that short fence, but it's high. It's not far, but up high out there in right, and that goes clear to the scoreboard all the way out to right center field. Eventually 360 in straightaway center, but only 300 feet right down the line, but I'm guessing 16 feet on the height of that fence. Off speed to Huey, in for a called strike. If you know that pitch is coming, you deposit that over onto the pony field beyond the home run fence. Two balls, one strike, two out and a runner at second. California with a 1-0 lead. Monticelli comes home. Ball is ripped to center. Coming on and going to make a chest-high grab is Caden Weston. Lead-off single and a runner left on for Fort Cherry in the bottom of the first. We played one. It's California 1, Fort Cherry nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Easier if I pull my microphone where it belongs. Top of the second inning, California shortstop Parker Gillen set to lead off. Softball update from Pleasant Valley Elementary here in the Peters District. Sixth inning, Jefferson Morgan leading Sarah Catholic 2-0. Here it's California 1, Fort Cherry 0. Parker Gillen, 281 average, stands in. Lewick misses with a fastball, low and away, ball one. Outfield shifted around slightly to left. Fastball below the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Lewick has not been all that comfortable here in the early going. 18 or 19 pitches in that first. 20, actually. Fly ball to center. Ranging back, Tranofsky makes the grab for the first out. Three of the first six batters for California with base hits. That's 75% of what Lewick gave up 2 weeks ago in a complete game shutout. Batter now is Caleb Ross, 357 average. First pitch fouled off straight back, and that almost came back and hit Temple in the back of the head off the carom. Off the backstop. Check something on Caleb Ross here. Ross 5 for 14 on the season. And that's a 357 average. Just not a lot of at-bats. Ross, two good cuts on Lewick fastballs. One straight back and one down the left field line. Ross works even with home plate and up against the inside edge of the batter's box. Curveball misses high. That is not where Lewick wanted that pitch. He wanted that at the batter, breaking across home plate. See if he comes back with a fastball here. 1-2, off speed again. 2-2 the count. Lewick already at 27 pitches. Long first inning. A lot of deep counts before base hits. Here's the 2-2 to Ross. Fouled off. Thanks to Mark Elphinstone, Justin Piles, the entire crew here at Peters Township for their accommodations here at Peterswood Park and at Pleasant Valley here in the playoffs. 2-2, swing and a foul tip back into the glove. First strikeout of the game for Lewick. Going to bring up Easton Daniels, hitting just a buck 38 on the season.
Now batting left fielder number 20, Easton Daniels.
One out here in the top of the second inning. We play seven innings by regulation. Extra if necessary, if we are tied after at 7 at-bats apiece. Tapper foul. Game can be shortened to 5 or 6 innings, leading team with a 10-run margin, the trailing team having had at least as many innings at the plate. And those same restrictions apply, can be shortened to 3 or 4 innings with a 15-run margin. Breaking ball, strike called, it's 0-2. Winners today in baseball play Wednesday in the semifinals. 0-2 from Lewick, that misses low and away. Winners in 1A and 2A softball today play Thursday. 3A softball winners play Wednesday in a bracket change. Pitch misses below the knees, evens the count at 2-2. And again, had Daniels in an 0-2 hole. Now on a 2-2, grounder to second. Wolf gloves and throws to first. Three outs. Forgot the strikeout. Three up, three down goes California in the second. We've played 1.5. It's California 1, Fort Cherry nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy, 412-569-4000.
And a quick start back to the second inning. Ryan Huey, it's a ground ball to, Blake Sweeter hits the ground ball to short and is thrown out by Parker Gillen. My apologies. Tyler Wolf comes to the plate now. Rangers with one hit so far and a man stranded. Monticelli misses with a fastball low. Lead-off single for Trinovsky in the first, but stranded after now the next four batters have been retired. Fastball low for ball two. Wolf, 321 average, some pop, 3 home runs on the year. Mentioned earlier, Colton Temple, WPIL home run leader with 10. Hey, ball crushed to left. Daniels turning around, going to watch this one fly. Solo home run for Tyler Wolf, his fourth of the year, and the game is tied. Monticelli brings a ball out over the plate, and Tyler Wolf absolutely crushed it. That'll bring up pitcher Dylan Lewick.
Now batting number 5, the pitcher Dylan Lewick.
Lewick, 300 average on the year. California got its run in the top of the first on 3 base hits. Fort Cherry gets its run on the solo Wolf home run, swinging a foul tip in and out of the glove of catcher Eli Carpenter. Lewick here in the 7th spot in the order. Rangers 9-man lineup do not have a designated hitter. 0-1 misses up. Catcher Carpenter turning and asking home plate Perry. And that was the indication. Up. Ball and a strike. Bonacelli deals. That fastball definitely high. 2-1. Softball update going to the seventh now at Pleasant Valley. Jefferson Morgan 2. Sarah Catholic nothing. The 5 leading the 4. 2-1 off speed. Hitting the air to center. Plenty of room for Caden Weston. Makes the catch rather routinely. His second put out. That'll bring up Blake Merkel. Merkel for Cherry, right fielder, 286 season average. Has some speed. He wants to hit the ball on the ground. Second most steals on the team. Fastball misses high. Merkel has 11 steals, but as we used to joke about Omar Marino in 1979, you can't steal first. Tap or foul off the end of the bat. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Right fielder Rechichar is deep and straight away in right. Comes the 1-1. That's upstairs. Ball 2. Other two outfielders not quite as deep and also straight away. Third baseman Szymanski even with the bag. Ball popped up in the infield. Here we go again. Monticelli on the mound, calls for it, backs up off of it, and makes the grab. His second pop-up handled. Solo home run for Tyler Wolf has tied the ball game. We've played 2. California 1, Fort Cherry 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Jessica is a working mom, and now takes care of her mom. Jess is a good daughter.
Mom needs to stay at home and be independent. Not always easy, but Curtis Pharmacy made it so easy and affordable for us.
The cost savings are real. Generics often priced below online pharmacies.
Compounding was the key. Now mom and her fur baby rely on Curtis Pharmacy, and they do it in-house. Ever try to give a cat a pill?
Curtis Pharmacy does what other pharmacies wish they could. Cost saving, better RX, and compounding for people and pets. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Top of the third inning, the 9-hitter for California to lead off, designated hitter Landon Abercrombie, brings a .238 batting average into the box. Fastball strike called. Outs recorded on the last 5 batters in a row, though one of them got a base hit and drove in the only California run. Great fastball from Lewick in on the hands of Abercrombie, tied him up, swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. And Lewick, working quick, shakes off the first, nods yes to the second. Here's the 0-2 curveball, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the game for Lewick through 9 batters. We go back to the top of the order and Weston Monticelli.
Now batting the pitcher, number 2, Weston Monticelli.
Monticelli 0-for-1 in the game. High hopper over the mound, long at bat for Monticelli, his first time up. 37 pitches at the moment for Dylan Lewick. Ground ball roller to second. This time Wolf moving toward first. Throws in time by a step. Second time Wolf has handled a Monticelli ground ball. Quickly 2 outs, and that'll bring up Caden Weston. Weston scored the only California run. singled between the third base bag and third baseman Tyler Wolf. Moved to second on Hartley's base hit over the shortstop and scored on the Szymanski flare to right. Ball hit in the air to center field. Pretty quick inning this time. Chernofsky turns his back to the infield and runs down the fly ball. 1-2-3 for the second consecutive inning. We've played 2.5. Your score, California 1, Fort Cherry 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
We go to the bottom of the third in a 1-1 tie. Weston Monticelli winds and deals. First pitch fastball to Nathan Wolf. Misses high for ball one. Wolf hitting 404. I'd like to have a nine hitter with a 404 average. Fastball at the knees is a called strike. And just so you don't think it's some fluke, Wolf has 19 hits on the season, so 404 is a real number. Pitch misses low, 2-1. Nine hitter leading off the third. Fly ball to center. Shallow. Ross, the second baseman's going out. Coming in is the center fielder, Weston. It will be Ross running down the pop-up. That's five outs in the air off of the bats of Fort Cherry. The only thing that can happen with a ball in the air, well, there's two things. You can be like Wolf and it can leave the ballpark, or it's got to be dropped for you to get on base. Landon Chernofsky singled his first time up. Fastball misses outside. It was a fastball that he turned right back around and drilled past the head of Monticelli in the center to lead off the bottom of the first, batting with one out here in the bottom of the third. Change up, misses high. Two balls and no strikes. Fort Cherry, 16-1 on the year. Won their first 16 games before losing to Burgesstown. Swing and a miss. Monticelli with a knee-high fastball that Chernofsky couldn't catch up with. California comes in winners of four in a row. Ball pulled down the right field line, but it's going to hook foul by about 5 feet. Now toward that 300 sign. California wins against Brownsville, twice against Chartiers Houston, and a first-round playoff win against Freedom. That following a three-game losing streak that included both of the Fort Cherry losses. Two balls and two strikes. Check that. Pitch to Chernofsky. Fastball misses away. 3-2. That's the best fastball of the day, speed-wise, from Monticelli. 3-2, that misses outside, ball four. Tried to go right back to that same location. Maybe inch it in a bit or try to get Chernofsky to chase, nothing doing. First walk of the ball game allowed by either pitcher. That's 13. Ben Damasco stands in. Damasco shows bunt. Runner got off of first on secondary lead. And back pick throw by Carpenter. Not in time. Damasco, who hit the home run that sent game two between these two to extra innings, showed bunt on that first pitch. Chernofsky scrambles back. He stole second base twice in that first inning, one time aided by Damasco's interference, and then after that, stole it with a good slide. Good lead at first for Chernofsky. Is going, didn't get a great break. Throw down to second is not in time. Hand underneath the tag that was up on the upper arm, and the hand already to the bag. Second steal of the game, 23 on the season. Ball and a strike, the count to Damasco. One out here in the Fort Cherry third inning in a 1-1 tie. Monticelli, a high set, comes home, leaves the pitch high for ball two. 2-1. Monticelli looking in, that set up around the chest. 2-1 pitch to the plate. Damasco checks off. California, I think, wanted an appeal on the swing, but there was none. Didn't actually never ask home plate umpire Perry for it. So count now 3-1. 3-1 pitch ripped to left. Going to get down in front of the left fielder. Daniels had the backup on it. Chernofsky rounding third, coming home. RBI single for Ben Damasco. It's 2-1 for Cherry. 21st RBI of the season for the Fort Cherry shortstop. Third hit of the ball game for the Rangers.
Now batting catcher number 28, Colton Temple.
Colton Temple to the plate now, the left-handed hitting catcher with that short porch in right. Damasco has four steals on the year. Colton Temple rips this ball, going to get down in front of the right fielder, Rechichar. Damasco trying to go first to third with that throw in the third, not in time. Temple's going to take second on the play. One out walk and back-to-back singles.
Now batting left fielder number two, Ryan Huey.
And that'll bring up Ryan Huey. Huey with a fly out to center in his first at-bat. Batting now with two runners in scoring position. Huey, the left-handed hitting left fielder, has three home runs on the campaign. Off-speed pitch misses low for a ball. Huey had a notion but laid off of it. Temple working his lead out at second. Shortstop Gillen behind him. 1-0. Huey hits it the other way. Foul. And going to carry down in that corner. Still live ball, but just too far for Easton Daniels to go get. Probably, I'm going to guesstimate, 25 feet in foul territory right at the foul pole. Ball and a strike, the count to Huey with two on, a run in, and one out. Fastball misses outside. Carpenter tried to snatch that back into the zone and freeze it there, but Ron Perry had already called it ball two. Monticelli's 2-1. Huey checks off a pitch in the turf. They're going to appeal, and the answer is no swing. Now 3-1. Leverage count for the batter. Right fielder Rechichar, a couple of more steps toward the right field line. Center fielder Weston just off to left of center. Fastball high. It's a walk to load the bases. A walk started the problem here for Monticelli, and now a walk fills the sacks to Blake Sweeter. Only senior on the starting lineup for Fort Cherry, coming to the plate now with three younger teammates aboard. Sweeter grounded out to short in his only at-bat. Monticelli steps off. Damasco, Temple, Huey, all to their leads. Infield up at the corners, back in the middle. Ball fouled off. Right-handed batter fouls the pitch off. Guess where it went? Up in the trees. A very warm, close evening tonight. You old folks will know what that term refers to. Just humid and no air movement. Ball and a strike. Fastball to Sweeter. Missed inside. Fort Cherry has taken a 2-1 lead in this frame and looking for more. Sweeter fouls it off the end of the bat. 1-2 the count. Three hits for the Rangers in the last eight batters, including the solo home run from Tyler Wolf, who's on deck. Blake Sweeter takes a fastball high, 2-2 the count. Sweeter a home run and 19 runs batted in, but standing in here with three teammates aboard. Monticelli comes set, comes home. Ball stroked over the head of the second baseman into right field. One run is in. Here comes the second run. Two-run single for Blake Sweeter. Fort Cherry's in front, 4-1. Sweeter now with 21 RBI on the year. Five straight batters have reached base.
Coming to the plate, third baseman, number 11, Tyler Wolf.
And we're going to get a trip to the mound to talk to Weston Monticelli. Give me a chance to share this message from Gordon and Rees, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Congratulations, Fort Cherry. Gordon and Rees represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, national chair of the Energy Group, providing counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. After one out, walk to Chernofsky, single by Damasco, single by Temple, a walk to Huey, and a two-run single for Sweeter. And Fort Cherry has scored three times in this inning and still runners at the corners. And one out. Tyler Wolf stands in, hit the towering home run to left his last time up. Runner on the move, throw back to the pitcher. Nothing doing it. Third on by Huey. 11 steals now for Blake Sweeter on the season. Now Wolf with a single can deliver two more runs. Rangers lost to Burgettstown on the 5th of the month and have had to sit for nearly two full weeks thinking about the perfect season being gone. Ball drilled to left center field. This one's going to score two. It one hops the fence. Digging for second is Tyler Wolf. He's trying to make it the third. That throw is going to be there in plenty of time, and Wolf slides right into it. A two-run double and out, trying to get a little greedy. But Fort Cherry has pushed the margin now to 6-1, two outs here in the third.
Now batting the pitcher, number 5, Dylan Lewick.
Wolf now with 3 RBI in the game and 18 on the season. Dylan Lewick stands in, takes a fastball up and in. I have 8-6-5 on the out at third. Well played there by Weston, Gillen, and Szymanski to get the out. Swing and a miss, a ball and a strike now to Lewick. The Rangers having themselves an inning here in the third. Line drive at the second baseman. Good job to range to his right. Ross handles the lineout to end it, but Fort Cherry scores 5 runs on 4 hits. Nobody left on. We've played 3. Fort Cherry 6, California 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
This high school gym used to be packed most nights. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because bad behavior by fans, especially adults, has caused a shortage of game officials across the country. You see, without officials, we can't have sports. Don't let this become reality. It's time for a change. Let's bench bad behavior for good.
California scored first, played it a run in the top of the first inning, but Fort Cherry tied it in the bottom of the second and now has put up 5 in the bottom of the third. Going to go to the fourth with a 6-1 score. Get you a couple of other 2A baseball scores here. I have, it's like a final score, Southside 5, New Brighton 4, and Riverview over Laurel 4-2. Riverview, the 4 seed. A win over the 5 seed Laurel, and Southside stopped the desired upset run by the New Brighton Lions. New Brighton was the 11th seed in the bracket. Number 3, Southside, the winner. Southside will get the Neshanic Apollo Ridge winner, and the Fort Cherry California winner will play Riverview, and those games will be in the semis on Wednesday. A little change in that format from the baseball committee this year. Last several years, we have gone back-to-back days from quarters to semis. And a day in between. First pitch from Dylan Lewick misses high to Logan Hartley. Hartley, 1 of 3 base hits in that first inning. Pitch in for a called strike, evens the count at 1-1. You have to win this game to have a chance to make it to the state playoffs. Top 3 teams advance in 2A baseball. Ball ripped off the third base bag and down into the left field corner. Hartley hit it the other way. He's going to end up at second with a stand-up double to open the fourth. His second hit of the game. And now 4 in the game already against Dylan Lewick, who held California to 4 hits total in its 7-inning victory 2 weeks ago. I'm going to bring up Eli Carpenter. Carpenter hit a line drive. Hit it well, but handled by left fielder Ryan Hewitt. Ball hit almost right at him. That was with runners at first and second. That was the second out of the inning back in the first. Szymanski with a 2-out base hit to drive in. So far, California's only run. Dylan Lewick almost started to wind up. He had both feet on the rubber facing forward and then stepped back off. Breaking ball in for a called strike to Carpenter. And that just, for Lewick, that would have been 90 feet you just gifted. With nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Lewick looks back, comes home, check swing, didn't go. They're going to appeal, and the base umpires agree. Ed Walker says, no, there was no swing. Count even up at a ball and a strike.
Oh,
Check of the runner at second. 1-1 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Carpenter behind in the count. 1-2. Check of Hartley. Pitch to the plate. Breaking ball runs away. Count even up at 2-2. Monticelli threw over 50 pitches through three. Lewick approaching 50 pitches here in the fourth. Tapper foul. Comes to the backstop. Old adage, tough to beat a good team three times in a season to get to the next round. That's exactly what Fort Cherry's going to have to do. They're up five runs at the moment. Pitch goes behind the batter. Quick play by Temple. Throw to third, and Hartley's caught trying to advance on the pass ball on the wild pitch. Great carom right back to Temple. He was ready for it. He fielded that like a shortstop. Turned around and just fielded that, turned and nailed the throw perfectly to Wolf. They allowed Hartley to slide into it. That is not a caught stealing statistically, just an out 2-5 at third for the first out of the inning. And now 3-2 pitch is due to Eli Carpenter. Breaking ball misses high, and it's a walk on a 3-2 pitch. First walk of the game allowed by Dylan Lewick. And that's just the 12th walk he has allowed this year. Now in 47-plus innings of work.
Now batting third baseman number 11, Chase Shemansky.
So instead of first and second or first and third and nobody out, it's a runner at first and one down to Chase Shemansky. The Rangers leave their defensive alignment just where it was when he batted in the first inning, with right fielder Merkel over toward the scoreboard. Shemansky takes low for a ball. The Ranger defensive alignment is clearly expecting Shemansky to pull the ball. Center fielder Tranofsky is playing left center, and right fielder Merkel is playing right center. If this was a 10-man softball, there'd just be one other guy out there, and those guys, the three that are there, would be right where they are. Shemansky takes low for ball 2-2-1. That has to be 85 feet to the line in right field for Merkel to try to get to. And that's where Shemansky hit his base hit in the first. Lewick at the belt. 2-1 to the plate, roller to first. Sweeter will throw to short, and that throws off the mark. It rolls into shallow center field. It's going to end up with runners at the corners. Eli Carpenter to third on the errant throw by Sweeter. Shemansky safe on the fielder's choice. Runners at the corners and one out.
I'm
going to bring up shortstop Parker Gillen. Sweeter made the right play. Come in to get the ground ball, moving towards second base slightly, turn and make the throw, but threw it away. Weren't going to get two, and maybe the rush there on the throw to, with the thoughts that maybe we can turn two. The other thing, he could have very easily given up second base and just taken the ball and beat the batter to the bag with a five-run lead. Got the second out. First pitch to Gillen is off the mark. Bunt now. Back to the pitcher. Sacrifice is complete. Out at first. Goes 1-3. On the play, Carpenter scores, and Shemansky goes to second. Two outs in the inning, and Caleb Ross to bat now.
Now batting second baseman number 13, Caleb Ross.
Ross struck out on a foul tip. His first time up. Pitch over the outside half of the plate for a called strike. Lewick checks the runner at second, comes home. Grounder to short. Damasco throws on the run, low throw, knocked down by Sweeter. Can't handle it. E6, second error of the inning. And another run across. Damasco had time, probably a little nonchalant on the throw. Instead of setting and throwing, he tried to throw on the run. And that'll bring up Easton Daniels. 6-3 the score. And Dylan Lewick stopped from what the home plate umpire Rob Perry thought might have been a quick pitch situation. Fastball strike called. There was a conversation 2 innings ago between Jason Rechichar and our home plate umpire. No real indication what that was about, but could be they felt Lewick was quick pitching, but I don't know that. That pitch misses below the knees, ball and a strike. Both teams with mistakes in this inning. Hartley getting caught on trying to go from second to third on what would have been a wild pitch. But the ball perfectly played by Temple. Time is granted to the batter as Lewick took too long. And after Hartley was retired, Carpenter walked. Szymanski hit a grounder to first. An errant throw left everybody safe, runners at the corners. Parker Gillen put down a sacrifice bunt that brought a run in. Line shot, backhand snared by Sweeter to end the inning, but not before California gets a couple of runs on just one hit. There were two Fort Cherry errors and a runner left on. We've played 3.5. It's now Fort Cherry 6, California 3, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Announcer chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Bottom of the fourth. Bottom of the Fort Cherry batting order, the eight hitter Blake Merkel to lead off. Popped out to pitcher Weston Monticelli's first time up. First pitch in for a called strike. Monticelli glares in, gets the sign, brings the 0-1 and misses through the other batter's box to even the count of the ball and a strike. A lot of folks to say thank you to today. We have 11 Washington and Greene County teams in action today, and with the Greene Sports and a whole bunch of other people's help, we were able to get 9 of those games on air and online today. Trib High School Sports Network and Jess Levo had the earlier game here, Western Beaver and Bishop Canavan, and graciously agreed to stay and produce this nightcap for us. Here's the 1-2 off speed, misses high, 2-2. Randy Gore from the North Allegheny Sports Network took game 1 at Boyce Mayview ahead of his North Allegheny game, so we were able to get the Cannon McMillan Seneca Valley baseball game on. Here comes the 2-2 from Monticelli. That's low for ball 3. The whole Greene Sports crew spread out in 3 different locations to get games covered. 3-2 pitch hit in the air to left center field. Weston, the center fielder, calls for it and makes the grab for the first out. Another fly ball out hit by the Rangers. 9-hitter Nathan Wolf comes to the plate.
Now batting number 4, second baseman Nathan Wolf.
7 balls that didn't find their way to the ground. What do we have? 10 outs, and 7 of them are achieved that way. A couple of infield pop-ups, 3 flyouts to center, a pop-out and a line-out to short. Wolf popped out to second. Pitch misses high, ball 2. Wolf made the first out of the 3rd inning, and Rangers then proceeded to put 6 straight batters on base. 2-0, beat in the ground up the 3rd baseline, foul. Backhanded in foul territory by Szymanski. 2-1 the count. But one of those hits, much like California tried to get an extra 90 feet on a base hit, Tyler Wolf tried to get an extra 90 on the double and was thrown out. Ball lifted foul and out of play by the 9-hitter Nathan Wolf. Evens the count at 2-2. Longest straight batter retirement streak, Weston Monticelli, was 4 in a row. Fly ball to left. Starting back was Daniels. Now he'll come in 6 steps or so and make the catch on yet another fly ball out. Back to the top of the order and Landon Trinovsky. Last 3 batters of the first and the first batter of the second, that 4 straight retired string. Got 3 in a row to close the second and open the third. And now here 3 in a row ending the third. Actually, if you count the out going into third, it's 4 in a row. First pitch to Landon Trinovsky in for a strike. Fastball up and away evens the count at 1-1. Trinovsky, a single and a walk, a couple of stolen bases, and a run scored for the 1 seed Fort Cherry. Trinovsky swings and misses, pitch that was never over the plate. He finds himself in a 1-2 hole. Weston Monticelli dealing for his first 1-2-3 inning. Tapper foul to the first base coach's box. Count holds at 1-2. Fort Cherry batting in the home half of the fourth, leading 6-3. Pitch in the turf, bounced about 2 feet in front of home plate. Tapper foul, an off-speed pitch. Good job by Trinovsky to wait long enough just to waste it. Tapped it straight back. To a bracket, Fort Cherry, California, battling to move to the semis against Riverview, a 4-2 winner against Laurel. 2-2, Trinovsky again wastes an off-speed pitch. The other half of the bracket, Neshanic and Apollo Ridge playing at Pullman Park in Butler. That winner will play Southside on Wednesday. The Rams 5-4 winners against Brighton. Another 2-2, that's up and away, ball 3. 3-2 pitch. Chernofsky takes ball four. His second straight walk, on base all three times. Third walk of the game allowed by Monticelli. Each of the first two times Chernofsky's been on base, he has stolen second. Stole it second twice in the first. Damasco back in the box. Huge lead for Chernofsky at first. Just a huge lead and not going. Fastball away. May have been sensing a pitch out there. Just an absolutely 1-2. Now a little shorter this time. Cheats it out another step. Off speed in for a strike. Evens the count on Damasco with a ball and a strike. Ben Damasco, a 4.07 average coming into the game. 1-for-2 today. The one out he made was for interference on Chernofsky's steal of second in the first. Big lead there at first, cheating it out a little more. Monticelli, long pause, and he'll throw back over. Chernofsky has to scramble back in, had just enough there. That extra little push to get the hand back to the bag. When he goes right back out to that huge lead, even before Monticelli comes set. 1-1 to the plate, late break, but the throw is in the dirt, slide into second, stolen base. Would have been an obstruction call anyway, even if that ball had been caught, because second baseman Ross went clear down across the baseline to block it. Third steal of the game for Chernofsky. Two balls and a strike, the count to Ben Damasco. Taps foul. Six hits in the game for Fort Cherry. Tyler Wolf, the only player with two. And both of those for extra bases, a home run and a double. Here's the 2-2. Damasco pulls it foul through the third base coaching box and down into the California bullpen area. And that one going to roll all the way down to the fence. Count holds it 2-2. Monticelli looks back at second, comes home. Damasco swings and misses, and Monticelli slams the door. It's his first strikeout of the ball game. A two-out walk and a runner left on for Fort Cherry. We played four. It's Fort Cherry 6, California 3 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money guy. 412-569-4000.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
We go to the top of the fifth inning. Ninth spot in the California batting order, Landon Abercrombie to lead off against Dylan Lewick. Designated hitter number 9, Landon Abercrombie. 60 pitches through four innings for Lewick. First pitch, swing and a miss. At this pace, Lewick could finish the game. He could go seven. at 15 pitches an inning. Ball tap foul. And now 0-2 to Abercrombie. Lewick threw a complete game, four-hit shutout 2 weeks ago against California. This pitch misses high to Abercrombie. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Comes the 1-2. Breaking ball stays up tight. And another 2-2 count. Abercrombie had one of the four hits against Lewick 2 weeks ago. Abercrombie stayed out of the box for a while, and Lewick was ready to go, and the play umpire had to again say, let's make sure we're all on the same page. Lewick misses with a fastball. And that's exactly what Abercrombie wanted to do there, break things up a little bit. Now everybody ready one more time. 3-2 pitch, fastball in on the hands, rolled to first, handled there by Sweeter for the out. What a jam shot there from Lewick. That'll bring up back to the top of the order, Weston Monticelli, who's twice grounded out to Nathan Wolf at second base. Only one hit for California since the three-hit first, but a couple of errors in that fourth inning allowed them to cut into what was then a 6-1 lead for Fort Cherry. First pitch to Monticelli is a strike. 0-2 on the game. That pitch misses high. When the bracket came out, California was probably as happy with the bracket alignment as anybody. They wanted another shot at Fort Cherry. 1-1, Monticelli beats in the ground. Third baseman Wolf throws across the in time to get the out. Two down. That'll bring up Caden Weston.
Now batting center fielder number 7, Caden Weston.
Two outs here in the California fifth inning. Weston 1-2, scored California's run in the first. The time it put the Trojans up 1-0, stayed that way to the bottom of the second, and then Fort Cherry scored 5 in the third. Pitch at the knees for a called strike. California answered with 2 in the fourth, and that's where we sit right now at 6-3. California batting in the top of the fifth. Breaking ball stays inside, 1-1. Center fielder Chernofsky well over into left center field. The right fielder Merkel also over toward the right center, way over toward right center. Ball fouled off by Weston, and that puts him in a 1-2 hole. Lewick ready to go. Right-hander shakes once, two, three, four. Four times he shook off Colton Temple. Fastball away. One of my favorite lines always, you shook that off to do that? He shook that many times? Count even up at 2-2. Weston ready. Lewick ready. Fly ball to shallow center field. Starting in, carry a little bit. Chernofsky makes the grab to end the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for the third time in 5 frames. We go to the bottom of the fifth for Cherry 6, California 3 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Everybody needs some help these days. Take Jessica's mom.
High deductible, mom forgets about her pills, I go crazy. But then I heard about Curtis Pharmacy.
See, Curtis Pharmacy cures the crazy. Save with Better Rx and backed by meds, ease Jess's quite worried mind.
Better Rx has generics priced lower than online pharmacies.
And backed by meds has your meds packed in pouches, stamped with a date and time to be taken. No more pill boxes. Dare to compare at CurtisPharmacy.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Colton Temple leads off, takes the first pitch for ball one, and it beats the 1-0 delivery into the ground and up off his leg. Foul ball evens the count at 1-1. Temple 1-for-2 in the game. How about that? You hit 500 in the game and your season average goes down. It's been a good year at the 17 games in. Colton Temple came in hitting 510 on the season. Plus the power, 10 home runs, 33 RBI. Temple takes a fastball at the knees, called strike two. Monticelli winds and deals, 1-2, off-speed pitch hit in the air to left. Daniels drifting back and now gets under it and makes the catch. Last couple of fly balls have shown a little bit of carry. Fort Cherry keeps hitting fly balls, and the only way you're going to get on is if you hit it over the fence or it gets dropped. Ryan Huey comes to the plate. Nine of 13 outs so far have been fly balls or line drives, balls that have not hit the ground. Huey fouls the first pitch off for strike one. Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-3, Rangers lead. Ball stroked the other way. This one tailing away from the left fielder. Daniels, long way to run, and he makes the catch in fair territory. Told you earlier, we have seen Easton Daniels in this last couple of weeks of the season make several outstanding plays, and he read that one and tracked it down about 10 feet inside the line. And that'll bring up Blake Sweeter. 1-for-2, a run scored, a couple of runs driven in. Sweeter hits the first pitch on the ground and eats up the shortstop, Parker Gillen. Lay back, let the ball hit the ground a couple of times. That's what happens. E6, first error of the game by California. And that'll bring up Tyler Wolf. Give Wolf and the Rangers an extra out here in the fifth inning. And Wolf with a home run and a two-run double, three runs driven in on the evening. Tyler Wolf now at 18 RBI on the season. Sweeter a threat to run. He has 10 steals. Throw over to first, and Sweeter working the outfield edge of the bag to get back in safely. A little longer for Hartley to get that tag down. Left-handed first baseman, so he can just catch and drop it down there. Runner on the move, ball is fouled off. Sweeter didn't have near the lead that Tranofsky took several times, but a little better start than Tranofsky had that last time. Sweeter, 10 steals, has not been caught this year. Bottom of the fifth, two out. No balls and a strike to Wolf. Ball popped up, and now Wolf's in an 0-2 hole. Mentioned earlier, Sweeter, the only senior in the Fort Cherry starting lineup, Caden Weston, Logan Hartley, and Landon Abercrombie, all senior starters for California. Somebody's season ends here tonight. Runner goes. Ground ball through the 5-6 hole and into left field. Trying to go first to third. Sweeter will get in without a challenge. Little contact up there at second as well. So, and I think the umpires had that obstruction on second baseman Caleb Ross. So even if there had been a successful throw into third there, it would have been overruled. Sweeter would have been safe on the obstruction. Tyler Wolf's third hit of the game. Runners at the corners. Wolf with five steals. See the big guy get in motion. Dylan Lewick stands in 0 for 2. And now Wolf going to step off and run, and they're going to try to pickle up, throw back into third, and the tag is in time. The out call at third. Sweeter too far off the bag, and the inning ends. Play goes 1-4-5 to end the inning. No runs, a hit, an error, and one left on. We go to the sixth. Your score, Fort Cherry 6, California 3, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Got themselves an extra out, and then they gave it back. The E6 allowed Blake Sweeter to reach base, but then after Tyler Wolf's base hit, Sweeter trying to work possibly a double steal there, ended up getting too far off the bag, and well played defensively by Monticelli, Ross, and Szymanski to get the out. Go to the top of the sixth, 3-4-5, due up for California. Trojans trail 6-3. Logan Hartley, 2-for-2 in the game off Dylan Lewick. Fastball strike called. That is pitch number 75 for Dylan Lewick. Playoffs, you can throw 105 and complete the batter that you were facing when you hit that threshold. Ball lifted foul and out of play. Count goes to 0-2. Hartley has two of the four California base hits tonight. Lewick's 0-2 to the plate, misses outside. That ball in the other batter's box. And probably low as well. Here's the 1-2, and that one was outside exactly where Colton Temple wanted it. And a little chirping from the bench, and Temple clearly just indicating the pitch was outside. That's right exactly where he wanted. 2-2 to Hartley, pop foul, back out of play. Big thank you to our friends at Gordon and Rees, law firm in downtown Pittsburgh, representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, national chair of the Energy Group, provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration as well. Another 2-2. Check swing didn't go. And the appeal says no swing. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon Rees Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now. Curveball misses ball four. Hartley was in an 0-2 hole and fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches, works the walk. Just the second walk of the game. Eli Carpenter to bat now. He drew the other walk. And that was back in the fourth inning. Carpenter later scored because of a couple of Fort Cherry errors. First pitch from Luick stays inside for a ball. That time I think Temple wanted the call. I don't know that that ball ever got to the plate, though. And I am looking directly over the shoulder of home plate umpire Perry. Right over the left shoulder here at home plate. Check of the runners. 1-0. That misses. Call to strike at the knees. What break right at the very end. Well, Hartley was behind 0-2 before drawing the walk. Now a ball and a strike. Pitch misses outside. Temple tried to snap that one back in and steal a strike. Two balls, one strike to Carpenter. Szymanski waits on deck. He would represent the tying run, and now Fort Cherry going to spend some time with the entire infield and the battery gathered on the pitcher's mound. When all is said and done, we'll recognize a player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Continue my bunch of thank yous. Schools hosting teams where we're playing today. Trinity Middle School has a couple of softball teams. W&J's Ross Memorial Park hosting a couple of baseball games. Here, of course, at Peterswood Park at Joe Mays Field, a couple of baseball games, one on Trib, and this one here on the WJPA Sports Network. A couple of softball games up at Pleasant Valley Elementary here in the Peters Township District as well. Of course, three games at North Allegheny in softball, two at Montour. 2-1 curveball, strike called. 2-2 the count to Eli Carpenter. 85 pitches now on the evening for Dylan Lewick. Still looking for the first out of this sixth inning. Carpenter works deep in the box. 2-2 pitch. Misses low. Been a lot of full count pitches early in that game. That first inning, a lot of deep counts by California batters. And now here in this sixth, Hartley worked the count deep, fouled a couple of two-strike pitches off, and now we've gone 3-2 to Eli Carpenter. Payoff pitch, strike three called. Lewick may have gotten a call there, but Carpenter rung up on strikes, third strikeout of the game. First one looking, Chase Szymanski comes to the plate. He drove in the first California run. One out here in the sixth. Lewick's first pitch misses low. Lewick has not had the control that he had 2 weeks ago in that masterful win to open the home and home section series, but still in the lead. 1-0 pitch fouled off. Keeps the count at 1-1 and still was allowed only four hits today. 2 weeks ago, seven inning shutout, four hits, one walk, struck out 10. Today, four hits, three runs allowed, one earned. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by Temple, and Hartley does not advance. He learned his lesson, perhaps. It was Hartley who tried to go from second to third on a ball that went past everyone to the backstop. And Temple played it perfectly and threw Hartley out trying to get into third. Two balls and a strike. The count to Szymanski. Pitch misses up and in, ball three. And Lewick's hopes of going the distance starting to fade. Was at 60 pitches through four, and now at 91, ball fouled off. One out here in the sixth. Three balls and two strikes. Third straight batter with a full count here in the sixth inning. Hartley not running. 3-2, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts on payoff pitches. Two down in the sixth.
How about a shortstop? Number six, Parker.
Parker Gillen, excuse me, comes to the plate. 0-for-1 plus a sacrifice and an RBI. Gillen's sack bunt scored Carpenter from third. 15 RBI on the season now for Gillen. Short lead at first. First pitch is popped up foul and back out of play toward Jess Levo's car. That one had enough length to it. It got over toward the mill pile. Kudos to the Peters Township road crew. They got a nice fence around that. That used to be the little kids' play place for years here at the Peterswood Park. 0-1 to Gillen. Line shot at the second baseman. Wolf handles that to end the inning. A leadoff walk and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Fort Cherry 6, California 3 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My favorite thing about playing high school sports is definitely the community it builds.
It's taught me leadership. It's taught me resilience.
Many people might go on to not play collegiately, but they can take a lot of skills that they learn and use it in their professional life, in their future careers.
High school sports are worth protecting because it gives students an outlet to grow, to become a leader, to become what they want to be.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Dylan Lewick leads off, takes the first pitch up and in for a ball. Lewick 0-for-2, bottom three spots in the batting order, 0-for-2. And six balls in the air off the at-bats for all three hitters. Lewick fly out to center and a line out to second. Merkel will pop out to the pitcher and a fly out to center. Wolf a pop out to the second baseman and a fly out to left. Lewick takes his pitch low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one fastball misses in. Eli Carpenter taps the ball in his shin guard. Did not like that call. Count now at 3-1. Pitch in for a strike from Monticelli, who's running out of pitches. He's at 95 right now. California right-hander deals the payoff pitch in the turf. Ball four, leadoff walk to Dylan Lewick. Fourth walk of the game allowed by Monticelli. I think we're going to get a runner for the pitcher. And we will. Courtesy runner for Lewick will be Colton Smith.
Courtesy runner at first base, number 15, Colton Smith.
Blake Merkel comes to the plate now. Smith, by the way, has a couple of steals. Trojans throw over to first already. The ball not back in play yet because the home plate umpire not quite ready. Monticelli's pitch to the plate. Ball is bunted. He'll handle the two-hopper. Throw to first. Sacrifice complete by Merkel. Smith to second. One out here in the sixth.
Now batting second baseman number four.
That'll bring up Nathan Wolf. And his 400 batting average in this nine spot in the order. Baseball purists say you don't bunt the eight guy to get to bring the nine hitter up, but when he's hitting 400 for the season, that's a little different. Pirouette without a throw. Monticelli at 97 pitches at the moment. First pitch to the plate. Wolf takes it outside for ball one. Regular season limit is 100 plus whatever it takes to finish the final batter. Playoffs, it goes to 105. Swing and a miss. But regardless of who wins this game, neither Monticelli nor Lewick will be able to pitch in the semifinal on Wednesday. Ball and a strike pitch to Wolf. Backs him off the plate. 2-1. Apparently a ball from the pony field has ended up here on the Joe Mays field. Big high netting between the two, but not always high enough. Two balls, one strike, the count to nine hitter Nathan Wolf. Takes a good breaking ball from Monticelli in for called strike two. One out in the bottom of the sixth. 6-3 the score. We've been here since the end of the top of the fourth. Smith leads, turned by Monticelli, but no throw. And unlike professional ball, we do not have the disengagement limit in high school ball. Here's a 2-2 roller to first. Hartley mishandles it. Going to be bang bang at first, and they're not going to get him. Hartley mishandles the ground ball, and that opened the door for Wolf to beat the wrap. And now Jason Rechichar wants to ask about it. I don't know that Monticelli ever got his foot on the base with the ball. You know, he got the ball in the throw, but I don't know that he ever got on the base. And now Rechichar's been granted that Walker, Hauer, and Perry will confab, and there is no overturnment here. So the E3 allows Wolf to reach base. Smith on the play goes to third, and it's back to the top of the order. Forcheri might look for some extra length here. And now Rechichar with another question. A little delay tactic there by Rechichar. He's asking if his pitcher can finish the batter. Of course, it's that rule doesn't change, just the number changes from 100 to 105. I know Jason Rechichar knows the answer to that question, but nice little delay there for Monticelli to maybe catch a little extra breather. Runners at the corners and one out here in the Fort Cherry sixth. The Rangers would like a little more cushion going to the seventh because they're going to be hard-pressed to finish it with Lewick. Monticelli's pitch, runner moves, swing and a miss, throw down into third and back in safely. A stolen base for Nathan Wolf, his eighth of the year. The ball's in a strike to Landon Chernofsky, who's been on base all three times. Batting here with two on and one out in the sixth. Have no idea where that sound came from. And now the 0-1. Fastball misses away. Ball and a strike. That pitch was actually in the other batter's box, not close, but people sitting right down at the field level can't see that. Of course, even if they did, they'd still root their way. Step to third. There is no throw. Dylan Lewick walked, gave way to courtesy runner Colton Smith, who was bunted to second by Blake Merkel. Nathan Wolf then hit a grounder, mishandled it first. And he stole second. Ground ball to first. The ground out. Going to bring a run home. Logan Hartley elected to take the out at first and not try to cut down the run. RBI for Chernofsky, his 17th of the season. First of the game. And the pitch count right at 105, my old eyes tell me. And that's going to be it for Logan Monticelli, or for Weston Monticelli. The run that scores makes it 7-3 Fort Cherry. Wolf went to third on the play. And going to get some changes here. My guess is Hartley will come on to pitch. That's what my brain tells me. He has gone to the dugout as well to change gloves because you can't pitch with a first baseman's mitt. So Owen Rechichar will likely come in from right to play first base. Yep, that move has happened. I believe Monticelli has gone to short, though I'm not 100% on that. New pitcher is Logan Hartley. Work for Weston Monticelli was 5 2/3 innings. He's charged with 7 runs, 6 earned. Also responsible for Wolf at third. If he scores, that would be an unearned run. Seven hits in the ball game, 4 walks. And here's a note, 3 of the 4 batters walked came across the score tonight. And Monticelli with 1 strikeout in the game. So Hartley coming on to pitch. Let me get you numbers on Logan Hartley. He'll make his 9th appearance, 6-1 record, 3.31 earned run average. Hartley has worked 42 and a third innings and allowed 45 hits and 22 walks. That's 67 walks and hits in 42 innings of work. He's allowed 20 earned runs, struck out 49, opponents hitting 260 against Logan Hartley. His job is simple. Put this down here and keep it at a 7-3 score. I don't know if we got.
On the mound for the Trojans will be number 12, Logan Hartley. Shortstop will be number 2, Weston Monticelli.
And I believe Parker Gillen has gone to right. That would appear first pitch to the plate to Ben Damascal is the ball.
At the plate for the Rangers, number 7 shortstop, Ben Canastro.
1 ball, no strikes, and it does appear that Gillen is the right fielder. Went from short to right, I believe. Ground ball through the 5-6 hole, base hit, 8-3, Fort Cherry leads. Ben Damasco's second hit of the game. Run is on the board and belongs to Monticelli. As I mentioned on his rundown, it is an unearned run. The inning should have been over. Breaking ball to the plate to Colton Temple. Misses for ball one. Fastball 2-0. And I want to correct myself. It is Gillen at second base from short to second. Throw over to first and a runner back in safely. Another throw to first, and that one saved by Rechichar. Came down on top of the base runner, Damasco. 2 balls and no strikes to Colton Temple. Batting here with the runner at first and 2 out. Pitch misses high for a ball. Get word that Ian Grodz is the right fielder. Comes into the game. Pitch in for a called strike. Rods will end up in position to be the first batter, it would be my guess. In for former second baseman Caleb Ross. 3-1, curveball strike 2. Temple threw the bat. That never endears you to home plate umpire. Temple's seen enough of those curveballs to know that's a strike. 3-2 to the plate. Temple fouls it off. 2 unearned runs in this frame for Fort Cherry. Scored a run in the second to tie the game. Added 5 in the third. Gave up 2 in the top of the fourth to make it a 6-3 score. Stayed that way till here in the bottom of the sixth. Temple takes a fastball low and away for a ball. Runners at first and second. That'll bring up Ryan Huey.
Number 2, Ryan Huey.
We got started almost a full hour behind schedule because of the lengthy Western Beaver Bishop Canavan game. First pitch to Huey's a fastball high. That game was almost an hour old when they finished the second inning. And it didn't really pick up much tempo from there. 1-0. This is low and away. Damasco at second, Temple at first. Here's the 2-0 to the plate. Strike called at the letters. Two-one off speed stays up above the letters, and Logan Hartley just can't get it dialed in. Came on, gave up a hit to Damasco, walked Temple, and now 3 balls and a strike here to Huey. And that pitch hits 3 feet out in front of home plate. Bases are loaded. And Blake Sweeter comes to the plate.
Now batting first baseman, number 16, Blake Sweeter.
Sweeter 1-for-3 tonight. Two-run single in that five-run third inning. Get you a full recap after the game. Hartley winds and deals, and Sweeter takes that up and away. Winner this game gets Riverview in Wednesday's semifinals. Ground ball past the pitcher. Shortstop diving attempt. Knocked the ball down. Two runs are going to score. And the Rangers bust it open here with a four-run sixth inning. Rangers up now 10-3. Two-run single for Sweeter. He now has 23 runs batted in on the season, four tonight. And the ninth batter in the inning comes to the plate. Throw to the plate, double steal. They tried this play earlier, and it didn't work, and this time it worked perfectly. The steal of home by Ryan Huey. 11-3. All three of these runs, this is one of those statistical odd situations. I'll give you more on that. Ground ball off the hands. Wolf's roller gets past the mound. Throw to first. Going to get the out call there and end the inning on the play made by Parker Gillen. But Fort Cherry scores five runs on just two hits. There was one error that opened the door to the onslaught, and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh. Your score, Fort Cherry 11, California 3, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. 412-569-4000.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
We go to the top of the seventh, and California needs eight runs before three outs. Ian Grodz will indeed lead off. He is the right fielder for California. Just back to that statistical note, the runs scored by Damasco, Temple, and Huey for the team are unearned, but if you're keeping individual stats, they are earned runs allowed by Hartley because everything that would have made anything unearned happened before he came into the game. But they all count nonetheless. Tapper foul. And now an 0-2 count on Ian Grodz. .242 season average. Has driven in five runs on the year. This is the 7, 8, 9 spots in the batting order. If you need eight, everybody has to participate. And these guys are going to get a chance to start. Flair down the left field line. Long running play by Ryan Huey, and he makes the grab coming in and toward the line, and Ryan Huey tracks it down. Batter should be Easton Daniels, 0-for-2 in the game.
Now batting left fielder number 20, Easton Daniels.
Pitch count for Dylan Lewick at 97 with one out in the seventh. Daniels takes a fastball high for ball one. Swing and a foul tip back into the glove. Ball and a strike. Ground ball. Second baseman, long way to go. Nathan Wolf won't get there. First hit since the fourth inning for California. Comes out of the eighth spot and 138 hitter Easton Daniels. Just took that fastball the other way, hit it where it was pitched.
Now batting the DH, number 9, Landon Abercrombie.
And Landon Abercrombie, one of three seniors on this California starting lineup. I'll try to get to the rest of them if he can keep this going. Lewick's first pitch swung on and missed. 102 the pitch count at the moment. Again, 105 is the limit, but you can finish the batter during which you reach that number. Strike two called. And now for Lewick to have a shot, has to do something with this batter, Abercrombie, on this pitch. Comes the 0-2, check swing, doesn't go, takes it low for a ball, and we will end up with a pitching change shy of a double play ball here. Off the bat of Landon Abercrombie, strikeout and a ground out to first in his two at-bats. 1-2, swing and a miss. Fifth strikeout, the third in the last two innings for Dylan Lewick, and that is going to be it. Dylan Lewick works his way through 6 2/3, gives up 3 runs, 1 earned on 5 hits, walked 2, and struck out 5 in the game. In line to improve to 9-0. Looks like Ryan Huey going to come on and pitch. Needing one out. So the Rangers need a left fielder. Looks like Colton Smith is coming to the game to play second base. Wolf and Damasco still on the left side of the infield. The outfield grouping, Tronofsky in center. Merkel with him. And Nathan Wolf has gone. Looks like Wolf's going to end up in left field. Yep, Nathan Wolf will end up in left. And Ryan Huey coming on to pitch. Your substitution, 15 for 5. So Smith, courtesy runner for Lewick earlier, now substitutes for Lewick. A runner at first and 2 out for California in the top of the seventh, trailing 11-3. And Weston Monticelli, the one-hitter, going to come in against the left-hander Ryan Huey.
It looks like Nathan Wolf is going to be in left field. Coming to the plate, shortstop number two, I'm sorry, pitcher number two, Weston Monticelli.
Monticelli, now the shortstop, comes up. Huey, the left-hander, stares at the runner at first, comes to the plate and misses high for a ball. Now, if you're Fort Cherry, the one thing you do not want is Huey taking any kind of number of pitches to get through this final out. 1-0 swung on and missed. Your hope is that everybody on deck, with the exception of Lewick, when you get to Wednesday. Ball and a strike on Monticelli. Three ground outs in the game, twice to second base, once to third. Huey's pitch to the plate, misses outside. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Huey, the lefty from the belt, comes home. Fastball busts inside for ball three. Three-one pitch to the plate, fouled off. Now a full count to Weston Monticelli. Runner at first, Daniels. Huey checks the runner, brings the payoff pitch, misses that low and away. Two on and two out. To Caden Weston, mentioned when Abercrombie batted, wanted to try to get the other seniors to the plate here to try to keep this going. Here's the second of those, Caden Weston. 1-for-3, single in the first. And the first of what proved to be 5 hits off Dylan Lewick, 3 of them in that first inning. Ground ball to the shortstop. Damasco mishandles it. E6, bases are loaded. Third Fort Cherry error.
Now batting pitcher number 12, Logan Hartley.
And now the pitcher, Logan Hartley, comes to the plate. He's the third senior. Winner of this game plays Riverview on Wednesday. Now Ryan Huey will work with the bases loaded. Pitch inside, lefty on lefty. Hartley single, double, and a walk in 3 plate appearances. Huey from the belt misses low, ball 2. Couple of other scores coming in. Carmichael softball, a 1-0 win over Sewickley Academy. So it'll be Carmichael's and West Green in a 1A semi. McGuffey softball lost to Elwood City 3-0, eliminating the Highlanders. Pitch at the knees for a call strike. It's 2-1. And one other baseball score, Carmichael's eliminated by Eden Christian 12-2. The two Greene County baseball teams in action today eliminated. Huey brings the heater and Hartley comes up empty. A ball and 2 strikes. Fort Cherry leading California. Here's the pitch to the plate's fouled off. Count holds at 2-2. Canamac softball, a winner in 6A. They'll take on North Allegheny on Wednesday in the semifinals. Two pitch. Hartley again fouls it off, and this one hits the light pole and comes right back into the fan area, and that got a fan on the head. You do not expect that to happen, and that one came right back off the light pole and right onto the back of the head of a spectator. Took the helmet off, rubbed it a little bit, says he's okay. Good Huey fastball, laced foul by Hartley, and right off that pole, right back down into the seating area here in the home plate area. Two balls, two strikes. Two out, the base is loaded for California. Pitch comes inside, ball three. And Ryan Huey up to 14 pitches in relief here tonight. Still all right in terms of Wednesday. Pitch misses high. It's a bases loaded walk. Two walks allowed by Huey since coming on. And now Eli Carpenter to the plate.
Catcher number one, Eli Carpenter.
That run charged to the starter, Lewick, by the way, but it is also unearned, as this inning should be over. Breaking ball, strike called. Caught the outside edge of the plate. Carpenter, who was called out on strikes earlier on a very similar pitch his last time up, and he is no more of a fan of this first pitch as he was that last pitch. And a balk going to advance the runners. So it's going to go to 11-5. So now second and third. And if you're California, you just want to keep handing off the baton. 0-1, swing and a miss. And Carpenter now in an 0-2 hole. Couple of Section 1 opponents finished a game apart in the standings. Comes the 0-2 to Carpenter. Tap foul off his body in the batter's box. Fort Cherry trying to complete a three-game sweep of the Trojans. California trying to rally from an 11-3 seventh-inning deficit. They have two across. They have two runners aboard, but they also have two outs and two strikes on the cleanup hitter, Eli Carpenter. Another 0-2 pitch, fisted up the first baseline, foul. Carpenter staying alive. Couple of foul balls on two strike pitches. Ryan Huey in relief of Dylan Lewick, who was just really not his very best, but certainly good enough tonight. 0-2 misses outside. Carpenter 0-2 plus a walk. Hartley looks into Temple, gets the sign, comes set. 1-2 pitch, down and in. Ryan Huey now at 21 pitches. He wants to do whatever he's going to do here to in this next three. Ball hit to left in the air and going to let it play in front of him is Nathan Wolf. And a two-run single for Eli Carpenter. Carpenter now with 24 RBI on the year.
Now batting third baseman number 11, Chase Shemansky.
Chase Szymanski comes to the plate. Now 11-7. Four runs in the inning, all unearned. Pitch, first pitch to Szymanski, misses outside for ball one. Colton Temple going to go out and talk to Ryan Huey. This is the eighth batter in the inning. And now a trip to the mound, and this is a one-on-one. This is mostly coach talk, pitcher listen. Nobody else needs to be here. Here's what we're going to do. No, here's what you're going to do. It's an 11-7 ball game. So let me work the math for you. Carpenter at first, the batter Szymanski, the on-deck batter Gillen, and then in the hole Grodz to get to a tie game. Fastball misses low. 2-0 the count to Chase Szymanski. Runner leads from first. It's Carpenter. Ryan Huey at the belt. Brings a 2-0 to the plate. Strike called at the letters. Some of you know I love Division I softball. UCLA in the first game in a regional the other night was leading 8-1 and gave up 10 runs in the top of the sixth inning, and then needed a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh just to get it to get the win. But you know, it can happen. Can see a bunch of runs score. Now Colton Temple asked for time, and both he and the home plate umpire Perry walked toward the mound to meet with Huey for some reason. Two balls and two strikes the count. Huey, rough outing tonight, but trying to get it shut down. 2-2 to the plate, misses low. A fly out, a single, a strikeout. Dylan Lewick out of pitches. On comes Ryan Huey. A walk, E6, a walk, a two-run single, and a balk. And now a 3-2 to the plate. Misses outside, ball four, and the inning continues. And now the potential tying run is in the on-deck circle. Third walk allowed by Huey in this inning. Here comes Parker Gillen.
Now batting number six, Parker Gillen.
Gillen, the second baseman. Gillen, a fly out to center, a line out to second, and a sacrifice. There's no room for sacrifice now. Eleven-7, Fort Cherry's lead has been trimmed to four. Gillen fouls the first pitch off. It was 11-3 when this frame started. No balls and a strike. Fastball high. Two on, two out. 11-7 the count. Ryan Huey brings the 1-1 to the plate. That's flared foul and out of play. Huey trying to find the out pitch. And as of yet, it has not been found. Here's the 1-2. Lifted foul again out of play. And we'll load it up and do it again. Huey at the belt. 1-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Gillen down on strikes. And the ball game is over. But not before a little theatrics and the end. 4 runs on 2 hits. 1 for Cherry Error and 2 runners left on base. Your final score, Fort Cherry 11, California 7. We'll get you started on our post-game show when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Heads on to the WPIL semifinals on Wednesday, and we'll take on Riverview, a 4-2 winner against Laurel. For Cherry's win tonight comes by way of an 11-7 hold-on game. Here are those, the way we got here. Top of the first inning, after one out, Caden Weston and Logan Hartley back-to-back singles. And after a line-out, Chase Szymanski hit a fly ball single to right to score Weston, 1-0. California. To the bottom of the second, after one out, Tyler Wolf with a towering, massive, blasted solo home run to left to tie the game at 1. To the bottom of the third, after one out, Landon Chernofsky walked and stole second. Ben Damasco with an RBI single to make it 2-1 for Cherry, a lead the Rangers would never give up. Base hit for Colton Temple put runners at the corners, and with the throwback to the infield, Temple took second. Ryan Huey drew a walk, and Blake Sweeter with a 2-run single. He then scored along with the Sweeter, and Huey scored on the 2-run double for Tyler Wolf that gave Fort Cherry a 6-1 lead. To the top of the fourth, after one out, Eli Carpenter walked, went to third on a ground ball that an errant throw at second, trying to force Carpenter. So runners at the corners, sacrificed by Parker Gillen, scored Carpenter, and Szymanski scored on an error by the shortstop, ground ball error that brought our score to 6-3. It stayed that way to the bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Cherry scored 5 runs, all unearned, and then took that lead at 11-3 into the top of the seventh, and California scored 4 unearned runs to set our final score at 11-7. Here are your totals in the ball game. Fort Cherry, 11 runs, 9 hits, guilty of 3 errors, 4 men left on. California, 7 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left on. Your winning pitcher is Dylan Lewick, 6 2/3, charged with 4 runs, 1 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. And Ryan Huey got the final out eventually after walking 3 and giving up a base hit, and charged with the 3 unearned runs. The loss goes to Weston Monticelli, the California starter, 5 2/3 innings, charged with 8 runs, 6 of them earned on 7 hits, walked 4, and struck out 1. Let me see, our Washington County College Center player of the game. I need to recognize that, and let's say thank you and congratulations to our player of the game, Blake Sweeter. With a couple of hits, 4 RBI tonight, Blake Sweeter is our player of the game. 2-run single in the third, 2-run single in the sixth. And the 2-run single in the sixth proved to be pretty big because it gave the Rangers just enough cushion there to get the victory here tonight. Now, as soon as I find my last page here, then we'll wrap this up here at Peterswood Park and say thank you to a whole bunch of folks. And I think I'll do that here in just a minute. I apologize. I thought that was right here in front of me. And here it is. We'll have more action tomorrow on the WJPA Sports Network. Charleroi takes on number one Avonworth in the 3A baseball quarters. And it's 6A softball semis on WJPA AM. Number four, Canada McMillan squares off with top-seeded Hempfield that game at West Mifflin. Thanks to head coaches Bob Sawhill, Jason Rechichar and their staffs, to Mark Elphinstone, Justin Piles, the crew here at Peters Township, for Jess Levo and her work all day long here for Trib HSSN, and Danny Flynn in our downtown Washington studios. For all of us, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From the WPIL 2A baseball quarterfinals at Joe Mays Field, your final score, Fort Cherry 11, California 7. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.